Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Solo Nick podcast for another week. Round 23 is done and dusted, third last pod for the year, two more rounds to go, and then Supercoach is done for another year, and we get 6 months off. Straight into it tonight, the boys scored 1486 last week, which was good enough for 1100th for the week, and it's pushed us up to 1036th overall, so we're just outside the top 1,000. I don't know if we'll scrape in there after this week's score, but there's still hope. There's still hope. Made a couple of trades this week. Ended up trading Gutho for Adokar, and then also sold Gerbo for Angus Crichton. So standard that Gerbo would score a try there in the win over Canberra today, but that's all right. Those two trades with the rest of the other players in the team have resulted in a 1-2-3-4 this week. 1,234. Not too bad. It's hard to know. I think there's a few loopholes still to be added in some of these scores that I'm looking at. But there's a lot of scores in the 12s, some in the 11s, a couple in the 13s. So I think maybe 1,250 or so is probably par. Had the sort of quarterfinal matchup, I suppose, against Banyo Boy in our Young Legends League this week. He's got me by 18 points at the moment, but let's hope that updates are kind. He played Gerbo, so if Gerbo doesn't score that try, I've got the win, but that's all right. Was hoping that we'd be coming to you tonight in a bit more of a purple haze following the Storms matchup with the Titans today, but whilst there were some okay scores from the boys, that There was nothing huge like I would have hoped. But that's all right. Straight into the hits of the week this week. Manu Ma'u, he's the man at the moment. He just keeps getting it done for Para. Even though they only scored 6 points, he scored 109 Supercoach points. Damien Cook, 106. Teddy, 117. Made the last-minute switch from Munster to Teddy with the captaincy choice last night, about a minute before the game started, decided, I'll chuck it on Teddy, see how we go. So big win there, obviously. It's worth about 60, 65 points right there. So 117 for Teddy with the C. Kenny Bromwich today, 82, pretty solid. And then Madison playing hooker on Saturday, managed 77 points. They were my top five boys for the week. Some misses this week, Caelan Ponga. The Knights got absolutely pumped and he could only score 32. I've got Angus in here only managing a 55. Given that I brought him in, I was hoping for some attacking stats against the Dragons, but it just didn't go his way. But 55, it's not too bad. Mitchell Moses was a bit of a flop this week. Playing at Bankwest, I would have hoped for a bit more from him, but the Dogs are in good touch at the moment and Mitchell Moses could only score 48. Karen Murray, 46. A couple of boys on the bench this week. Nakora was on the bench again, and he scored 90, which is standard. I just can't get that last centre wing spot right. Every week I'm playing Bateman, Mao, and Luttrell. Obviously, Luttrell was a late out this week, but didn't know that, so ended up copping an AE, which was only Clemmer, which was still 60 points, so no dramas there, but can't get that spot right. Nakora with a 90 on the bench and Jazz Hands with a 79 on the bench as well. Not ideal. Obviously, the other thing that's not ideal is that I sold Taumalolo a couple of weeks ago. He missed only one game and came back and scored a ton. So that's great. Luckily, I've still got those two trades left because I'll be needing them to get him back into the side this week. Injuries, I haven't had a good look. I haven't noticed anything too bad over the weekend. Nathan Brown's going to be suspended for something that his nonna is not particularly happy with his behaviour on Thursday night, and he's going to be out for the rest of the regular season. But jump on NRL Physio Twitter. That's where you get all the updates from. But off the top of my head, I don't see anything else particularly relevant. Like we said, Latrell was rested this week, but he should be back next week. All right, some of the other scores for the week. Like we said, Thursday night started off with the Bulldogs getting the hard-fought win over Parra, 12-6. Big man Will Hopewade turned up with 118, which was a very nice score there with a try, three line breaks. And Gutho, king of Bankweth, he could only score 41 points, which is not ideal for owners there. But, yeah, Parra got done. Early Friday night game, the Cows got the win over the Panthers, 24-10. Panthers were looking good there in the middle of the season after a slow start, but they've faded a bit now, and Cowboys will be happy to get this win, given the what happened to Matt Scott during the week. So Kyle Felt turned up with a couple of tries. We mentioned Lolo. He turned up also with a try. And some of the losers out of this game, the boys on the pair of 37s, Viliami Kikau and Nathan Cleary, could not get it done against the Cows up north and only managed 37 points each. Wilfred posted something in our WhatsApp group today, actually, that Kenny Bromwich has either the same as or more than try assists as Nathan Cleary this year. So K-Brom more try assists than Nathan Cleary, which is a ridiculous stat. Broncos and Souths Friday night. Souths got the win and they were pretty happy about it. Fifita, 121, huge game there from David Fifita with a couple of tries. Milford could only manage 32, and Oates only 18. Disappointing for people who own those two, but probably weren't playing them anyway against Souths. Early game Saturday, the Sharks absolutely pumped the Warriors, 42-16, and Dugan turned up with a try and a try assist and a couple of line breaks, turning back the clock to 4 or 5 years ago. Cherry had a 77, SJ had a 76, we've mentioned Nakora 90 and Jazz 79 with 47 tackles, and RTS had a 74, good performance there for him. But Marmalo gone off the boil the last couple of weeks, could only score 19 points as the Warriors got absolutely pumped. West Tigers 46-4 winners over the Knights, a hat-trick for Nofaluma, bumping him up to 123. Benji turned back the clock with 111 with 4 try assists. What a game from him. Isan Masters crossed the stripe to score a 63. And we mentioned Matto earlier, managed to get the try there and score 77. So no line break with Matto's try. So he would have been basically 60 points in base, which is what you get from him every week. St. George tried valiantly against the Roosters, but went down 34-12. We mentioned Teddy. He had a try, 2 try assists, 2 line breaks, and 3 line break assists. What a game. I've got Jackson Ford written down here from the Dragons. 73 points, all in base. I think it was his third game this week, and he was promoted to the starting lineup. If he's starting, he's center 2RF only, so he doesn't have dual. But if he's starting again next week, he's not the worst choice to bring in. You know, if you're looking, like I'll be looking to free up some cash to get Taumalolo in. So potentially I'll be looking to do maybe trade for Feeder and use my dual positions to get Jackson Ford or something like that, maybe. Who knows? Keary in the same game had a 64, which is pretty solid there for owners. The early game today, Melbourne eventually got the win over the Titans, 24-8. This game hasn't updated yet. Pappenhausen scored a try and looked dangerous all day, 113 points. K. Brom, we mentioned him, 82. JT's boy Jesse Bromwich with the try assist could only manage 49 points still. If he doesn't get that try assist and line break assist, that's 29 points, which is horrendous. Probably why JT failed to score 1,000 this week. And then Jai Arrow could only manage 40. Limited minutes, obviously. The Titans season is gone. But, yeah, Tom Eisenhuth got a few minutes off the bench for an 8, which ruined a few AE plans. Carlos Adorf got ruined there by old Eisenhuth with his 8 points, which is not ideal. And what about the speed from Philip Sammy to run down at O'Carr there? That was... He's quick. He's obviously pretty quick, Philip Sammy, because that was a good chase down. Now, final game of the week was probably one of the best games of the weekend, which saw Manly get the win over the Raiders, 18-14. Jared Croker scored a double for 76 points. turbo-barged his way over Jake, that is, for 71. Bateman keeps on keeping on, 63. Marty Tapau, 56. Fenua Blake could only manage 49 points. And then scrolling down, DCE could only manage 30. Tommy Turbo just could not get anything happening today and only managed 17 points. Oh, yeah, you know, Moses Sully, 7. Nick Kotrick, 14. George Tafua, 17. Obviously, it was a very tight game and not many attacking stats to be had. Rapana, 23. Leilua, 23. So it's tough going playing the Raiders at the moment, it would appear, and Manly, a similar story there. Manly's up to third on the ladder now, I think, after that win, which is very good for them. All right, like we said, heading into round 24 now, we got Cowboys and Dogs kicking us off on Thursday night. That's good, actually, having that game straight up. We'll know if Tamalolo is going to play or not, and I can just make those trades to get him in. Warriors and the Rabbits there, tough matchup again for your Warriors attacking players. Broncos and Para, good matchup there. That could shape the bottom half of the eight there. Both teams should come out fired up and ready to go. The Knights get the Titans this week. Knights have been very up and down, but back at home against the Titans, you'd have to think that Ponga's a strong go for captain. Manly and the Storm go to battle again. Tight matchup there. Wouldn't be captaining anyone from that game. Roosters get the Panthers, and the Roosters are just on fire at the moment, so Teddy's always an option for captain at the moment. Sharks and the Raiders, that'll be a good game to see if the Sharks are the real deal there. So you don't want to be captaining any of your Sharks players against the Raiders. And then the Dragons and Tigers finish it off. And they're largely irrelevant, aside from a couple of players. So captaincy choices, I think you've got to be looking at Ponga or Teddy. Those are your two options this week. A crazy person might go Mitchell Moses against the Broncos, but I think it's Ponga or Teddy. All right, we'll wrap it up there. Like we said, 2 weeks to go, two podcasts to go. Finish off strong, see if we can sneak into that top 1,000, and we'll keep you updated next week.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.